The DNA sequence code for wheat has finally been cracked, a breakthrough that scientists say gives hope to those with allergies to the world's most common crop. That's because the discovery will allow wheat breeders to produce new varieties much faster, including drought and frost-tolerant wheat. Jess Davis reports.
It's a 16-billion-piece puzzle that was once considered impossible to solve.
Yeah, it's the sheer scale and complexity of wheat. Wheat has got 5 times the amount of DNA that the human genome has.
But the wheat genome sequence has been completed, with the findings published today in Science. Professor Rudy Appels led the Australian team's contribution to the project, based at La Trobe University in Melbourne. It's the result of a collaboration involving 73 research institutes in 20 countries, and has taken 13 years to complete.
It's like having a Google map where you think there's a gene controlling some aspect of yield or disease resistance, and what used to be probably take years, you know, with this Google map for wheat, we now can do it in overnight.
Scientists say the breakthrough will enable them to breed drought and frost-tolerant wheat much faster, a prospect that has farmers like Noel Barr excited. The Western Victorian farmer lost 80% of his wheat crop last year to a devastating frost.
It'd be terrific if they were able to do something with the frost tolerance. Wheat probably is our bread and butter crop, so if we can get wheat right, well, that's terrific.
Agronomist Craig Drum agrees.
We'll enable wheat breeding to really advance a lot quicker than what it has over the last 100 years, for sure.
And he says it will give certainty to farmers.
I don't think it'll make the varieties totally bulletproof, but yeah, it'll definitely give the growers a lot more confidence that the environment and season isn't going to have as great effect as it is now.
Thanks to the detailed map of the wheat genome, researchers have also been able to track the parts that relate to celiac disease and other wheat allergies. Dr. Rudy Appels says breeding wheat for celiacs is a real possibility.
So with gluten, I think it's more important to think of getting celiac and wheat allergy-friendly wheats.
That's an exciting prospect for Olympic long jumper Brooke Stratton. She's preparing for Tokyo in 2020 and says finding food while travelling can be a challenge.
For me, being an athlete, I need to ensure that I am fueling my body as adequately as I need, and hopefully one day I won't have to worry about not being able to eat wheat. I think that's the most exciting thing.
It's the end of a project for Dr. Appels, who did his first DNA test on wheat 40 years ago.
It's an end point, but it's also an important start, because we're now actually in the situation of being able to work out what makes wheat wheat. And so that's really just starting.
Professor Rudy Appels ending that report by Jess Davis.